people. Pathetic.
I already read that one anyway. Kleinman has better magazines.
You know, you guys really don't need to hang around. We won't even get the results till next week.
By the way, we're going to be here. Kidding me?
It is a full PET CT, correct?
You definitely want the PET CT and not just the PET.
Yeah, it's a PET CT.
Good. That's what you want.
Some place to skimp, and we only do PET.
I'm not naming any names, but I just still don't understand why you don't go to Kleinman.
This is where Walt's doctor is.
Well, with us, you wouldn't have to wait until next week to get the results. I'm sorry, but these scans are not that difficult to read. I could take one look at Walt's and tell you immediately how he's doing.
Really?
Doctors like people to think that they're so much smarter than the technicians. But you would be surprised how much they come to us for input.
Well, never turned down a chance to hit the bathroom, huh? Excuse me.
You all right in there?
Yeah. Fine, thank you.
Sir, you can go back to your changing room and get dressed.
How'd we do?
Did fine.
See anything?
I'm just a technician, Mr. White. Dr. Del Cavoli will go over the results with you next week. Sorry.
Actually, the money laundering aspect is fairly straightforward. But I got to tell you, the not telling your wife aspect, most people want to know why they suddenly got rich.
If she finds out, it's after I'm gone.
How much time are they giving you?
Weeks. Maybe.
Sorry to hear it. I was hoping we could make some real money together. Oh, well. Look, let's crunch some numbers. How much money are we laundering?
At this time, $16,000.
How long have you been doing this?
We've had some extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, apparently. All right, $16,000 laundered at 75 cents on the dollar, minus my fee, which is 17%. Comes to $9,960. Congratulations, you just left your family a secondhand Subaru.
We'll just have to cook more, a lot more.
Yeah, that's my legal opinion. Make hay while the sun is still shining.
You know, we should do something this weekend. You know, get our minds off the test results.
Actually, I'm thinking I should go see Mom.
Really?
You know, I never did call her.
You were expecting the news from the scan to be bad.
I need you to stay positive with me here.
I am. Positive is good.
I'm all for positive, but positive doesn't change facts. Right? It doesn't change the need to be prepared.
I know. Walt, I'm just trying to be helpful, okay? You know, forgive me.
Look, I need to know Mom's going to leave you something if I'm no longer around. I just need to get that straight, that's all. Believe me, I'm going to earn every penny of it, too. Complaining about her nurses the entire time. Juanita is hiding my ashtray. 30-minute discourse about how the sugar packets are suddenly disappearing, and oh, she's counting every one of them, you know. I'd be lucky if I get a word in edgewise.
I actually think the news from the scan is going to be good. Perhaps you should prepare for that.
Yeah.
We should do something.
Yeah, we should.
No, something else. We should go somewhere. Have you been to the George O'Keefe Museum?
Is it the one with the A-bombs?
Georgia O'Keefe. She's a painter. You've never heard of Georgia O'Keefe?
Boy, you need some educating.
Yes, yes, I do.
Why don't we go up to Santa Fe? I'll make a day of it.
You want to go all the way to Santa Fe for a museum?
Yep, we're going. Get up.
Can't we just go to the movies or putt-putt? Shit.
A little culture won't kill you. Besides, you might like it. A lot of her paintings look like vaginas.
Really?
You still cereal?
Yeah.
Yo, if I know you, leave a message.
Where the hell are you? Pick up the phone. Hello, Jesse, pick up.
What?
I've been trying to reach you.
Where's your drop phone?
I've been busy.
Well, clear your social calendar. We have to cook.
What? Today?
No, you'll need today at least to gather supplies. Now, we're going to need all new glassware, heating mantles.
About 100 pounds of ice. You have a paper and pencil?
You should be writing this down.
Yo, you want to go shopping? Go do it yourself, all right? I got plans.
Smoking marijuana, eating Cheetos, and masturbating do not constitute
plans in my book.
Screw you and your book, man, all
right? I'm going to a museum in Santa Fe, not like you need to know.
You're going to a museum, huh?
Yeah. Georgia O'Keefe.
Georgia O'Keefe?
She's a painter, and,
she does these vagina pictures, or paintings, or just painted. I don't know.
What are you even talking about?
Look, man, why am I even explaining myself to you, all right? It's not your damn business what I'm doing. All you need to know is
I ain't cooking or shopping or whatever the hell.
Look, let me explain something to you. You and I need to cook through to next Tuesday.
Tuesday, 4 days straight.
Like it or not,
we have no choice.
Yeah? And why exactly is that?
Our methylamine. It's going bad.
What?
It's losing its chemical potency. Now, unless stealing another barrel sounds good to you...
Hell no.
All right, we have to act fast before it goes to waste.
You have a paper and pencil?
Come on!
All right. Go.
really wish you didn't have to do this.
Me too. But I'll be back before you know it, and you can always call if you need me.
What, and risk talking to your mother? Have to be some emergency. Fly safe, okay?
Okay.
You brought a meth lab to the airport.
What? You said we were in a hurry. I saved us a trip.
Did you get everything?
All six?
Yeah. With reflux condensers.
Yes, like I said, yes.
Just go, drive, go.
Wow. Good morning to you too, man.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Three entire bags of Funyuns?
Funyuns are awesome.
God.
Not for me.
How about something with some protein, maybe? Something green, huh?
Ah, man, I'm getting no service.
How are you even alive?
Hey, yo, check your phone. You get any bars?
Yeah, I've got a signal.
Let me use yours, would you?
Absolutely not. I have to assume Skyler checks my phone records, you know that.
It's not business, all right? It's personal.
Oh, no, personal. What, female?
Maybe.
Oh, absolutely. That's all I need. Skyler hits redial and some stripper answers.
Look, she's not a stripper, okay? Dickwad.
Sorry. My wife checks. Drinking water?
Yep.
Is that all we've got?
10 gallons? Well, you plan on taking a bath in it?
No, not there. That is our workstation.
Oh, our workstation.
That's right. Why don't you try to find a place where it won't get lost, hmm? Considering it's our only set, and we are a million miles from nowhere.
Why don't you try sticking it up your ass sideways?
Ready or not?
take you one by one by one. Come on, take me on. 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 The sun's the only one I see. I can hear everything you say. There's a small piece of earth between you and me. We can fight all we can play. Come on, take me on. Come on, take me on. Come on, take me on. Come on, take me on.
.35 pounds.
2.35.
That's the last of it.
How many total?
19.
Otherwise, how much?
Well, median weight, 2.2 pounds. That's 41.8. Call it 42 pounds. At what are we selling for these days?
40 a pound.
$40,000.
And you said raise the prices.
All right, that's 40 times 42 minus distribution charges. $672,000.
All?
No. Each.
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 $672,000
each.
Each. Yes! Hell yeah! Hey, come on, baby! Come on! Yes! Come on! Yes! Yes! Well, there goes the generator. I think that's it for the gas. Perfect timing, yo.
How do you figure that?
What do you mean? We're done cooking.
I am not done until this barrel is empty.
I'd say we've still got 10, 12 gallons of methylamine. Come on, where's your ambition?
Jesus, seriously? Oh, we are way out of schedule, man. All right, plus the Jenny needs gas. We're almost out of propane. And my back is killing me from that piece of crap cock. Come on, can we at least just take the night off? Look, I don't have to take you back till Tuesday, right? So we come back tomorrow. Strap on the sizzle and glass up the rest. Come on! There's gotta be a Denny's out there someplace. Grand slam. Hot shower. A bed.
Separate rooms.
Yeah, that should get it.
Battery's dead. Jesse, back when I asked you to put the keys in a safe place,
where did you put them?
Left them right here in the ignition.
Son of a bitch.
Whoa, no, this is not my fault, all right? The buzzer didn't buzz.
The what?
The buzzer that buzzes when you put the keys in. To, like, let you know that the battery's on. I know that. It didn't buzz. Look, I didn't turn the key or anything, all right? I'm not stupid. Did you hear the buzzer buzz? I did not. It's faulty. It's a faulty mechanism.
Is this just a genetic thing with you? Is it congenital? Did your mother drop you on your head when you were a baby?
The buzzer did not buzz, and you were the one that made me move the keys in the first place, remember?
Yes, I see your point. Your imbecility being what it is, I should have known to say, Jesse, don't leave the keys in the ignition the entire 2 days!
I wanted to leave them on the counter, bitch! Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, the workstation.
Okay, just...
All right, so we need to jump the battery somehow.
Okay. How?
You gonna be okay?
Damn it.
tastes like? Bad, huh?
This is good, this is good.
Okay.
Yeah, red to red, black to black.
Positive. Negative.
All right, start it up.
What's wrong with this thing?
That's really cool.
I am.
Now, really pull, not like a girl.
Pull this! I am pulling! Just needs to warm up a little. Alright. Oh, jeez. Oh.
As always, just well done. God,
you bitches! Hear me now! Damn it!
Okay, now we have to use your phone.
This is ruined. Do you understand? It's just ruined.
Yeah, no, I understand you hooked it up, Ronnie.
No,
blew it up.
No, that is not what happened.
How do you know?
What I know is that I wasn't the one who dumped out the last of our water. That's what I know.
There was a fire. Excuse me for thinking on my feet.
Oh, is that what you were thinking? Ah, now that we have identified the problem, you and thinking, that's the problem.
Look, somebody is going to have to pick us up, all right? Your wife is not going to notice one little call.
Oh.
Mr. White, come on.
All right, look. Just make it snappy. Roaming drains the battery.
All right. Yo, Skinny, hey. Yeah, yeah. Listen, man, I need you to come pick us up. Now. All right, we're stuck out here. You got a pen for directions? Look, pencil's fine, retard. It's something to write with. It doesn't matter. Alright, so you ready? Alright, so you're gonna head west on the 40 for like, what, 30 miles? And he's just gonna go past the casino with the big arrows in the parking lot. Right, no, big arrows, giant arrows, they light up and blink and shit, you can't miss them. But then you're gonna wanna kinda take it slow, cause there's this dirt road, it's right before the white sign with a 3 on it. Okay, now you're gonna be way, way out in the boonies, okay, like crazy far, so you're just gonna keep heading down that dirt road for, like what?
About another 15 miles.
Really? That far?
Yeah, hurry up. The battery.
All right, just go down that road for like 15 more miles, all right? I mean, we're way the hell out here. All right? Oh, and yo, hey, listen, bring water. Leave now. He's coming. There's this guy on Discovery Channel who broke his leg mountain biking. And he had to drink urine for, you know, just until the forest ranger found him. He said it tasted like really hot, really old soda. Look, we should just call. You know, I'll be quick. Just be like, yo, where are you? Come on. Yo, where are you? Oh, so you saw his white sign?
Yes. He's almost here.
Oh, man. We're getting really freaked out. All right, so you're on the dirt road? He's on the dirt road. Good. You just crossed the river? Yeah. Have you seen anything?
No. What river?
Yeah, hey, yo, what river?
Pete, what the hell river are you talking about, man? There's no river.
Hey, yo, Pete, can you...
Phone's dead.
Now what?
Miss White.
What now? Oh, come on, seriously?
This. I'm trying to trickle charge the battery.
Seriously? Should I turn on that thing?
The commutator. It's the part which generates the electricity. Usually this little piston engine turns it, but considering it's lying here completely totaled. My little elbow grease. It'll take longer. A lot longer. But theoretically, it should work.
Theoretically.
It has to work. You understand?
That's right. Now? Hey. Mr. White.
No. Then you hang it in? Oh, good. It's gotta be ready by now. Right? I'll give it a little longer. Just to make sure.
It doesn't spoil, does it? No, that's not why we're here.
Yo. Why much?
Here, boss.
Snap out of it. All right, first off, everything you did for your family. Right?
All I ever managed to do was worry and disappoint them and lie. Oh, God. All the lies. I can't even keep them straight in my head anymore.
Screw this. I'm walking. You can come or not. Where's my other shoe?
Jesse. Your body is running dangerously low on electrolytes. Sodium, potassium, calcium. And when they're gone, your brain ceases to communicate with your muscles. Your lungs stop breathing. Your heart stops pumping. You go marching out there, and within an hour, you will be dead.
Hey! You need to cut out all your loser crybaby crap right now and think of something scientific.
Something scientific, right?
Why, come on! Man, you're smart. Or you made poison out of beans, yo.
Look, we got an entire lab right here. All right? How about you take some of these chemicals and mix up some rocket fuel? That way you can just send up a signal flare, or you make some kind of robot to get us up, or a homing device, or build a new battery, what if we just take some stuff off of the RV and build it into something completely different? You know, like a doom buggy. And that way we can just doom buggy her. What? What is it? What?
Do you have any money? Change, I mean, coin.
Yeah, I got bunch of them.
Okay.
Yes!
You gather them, and washers, and nuts, and bolts, and screws, and whatever little pieces of metal we can think of that is galvanized. It has to be galvanized, or solid zinc.
Solid zinc. Okay.
And bring me brake pads. The front wheels should have discs. Take them off and bring them to me.
Brake pads, okay.
Brake pads!
What are we building?
You said it yourself.
A robot?
A battery. Move!
This doesn't look like any battery I ever saw.
Trust me, it is a battery. Or rather, one cell of the battery. Yeah, cut up the last two sponges. Remember the electrolytes?
Huh?
Well, think about it. A battery is a galvanic cell. It's no more than an anode and a cathode separated by an electrolyte, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, anyway, here. On one side, you have mercuric oxide and graphite from your brake pads. This is the cathode. This is the positive terminal. This is where the supply of current flows out from. You see? Then, here, I'll show you. On the opposite side is our anode. This. It's zinc. It's what we find in our coins and anything galvanized.
So the sponge is the electrolyte?
Yeah, well, no, the potassium hydroxide is the electrolyte. But yes, that's what I'm soaking the sponges in.
Good.
Good, and now, what shall we use to conduct this beautiful current with? Hmm? What one particular element comes to mind?
Wire.
Copper.
I mean,
it's copper. The only question now is, will this supply enough current? And how many cells will we need? We've only got material enough for six. Okay. Put the lid on. Wait. Positive. Cathode. Anode. Damn. That is good. That is very good. Okay. Here we go.
How's the
it's fine.
trust you to,
Yeah. Hey, whatever happens, your family will get your share.
Thank you.
So. I'll be hearing from you. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing? Is that baby ever going to come out, you think?
I know. Enough already.
I'm teasing. Everything in its time. Well, I have your scan results.
Yeah.
And you're showing signs of remission. I want to clarify. There are some misconceptions about what remission actually signifies. It does not mean that the patient is cured. To classify someone as in remission, we only need to determine that the tumor hasn't grown.
That it hasn't grown? Jesus.
Technically speaking, a tumor can remain the exact same size it was before, and the patient could still be in remission. Now, in Wald's case, with a stage 3 adenocarcinoma, I hope to see at least a 25 to 35% reduction in tumor mass. Something to tell me that the cancer has responded to the therapy. Everybody still with me?
And how has my cancer responded?
Walt, your tumor has shrunk by 80%.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm confused. Is an 80% a lot?
Mom. Yeah.
Yes, 80% is a lot.
Okay, but I'm no, wait, I...
Sweetheart, you're right. It's very good news.
It's very good news.
Oh, my God.
God, are you kidding me?
Oh.
Guess when I tried to get out, they pulled me back in.
Now, that cough is the other thing we need to discuss. According to your scan, Walt, you have radiation pneumonitis. It's okay. This is fairly common. See that scary-looking thing there? That's tissue inflammation. It's a reaction to your radiotherapy. It's usually not serious, but it can produce a cough like that. I'll prescribe some prednisone.
Tissue inflammation? Are you sure about that? I mean, are you... Because the other day, I was coughing up some blood.
You probably have a tear in your esophagus from the coughing, and that can be very serious. You could rupture and bleed to death. This is something that we're going to have to deal with before you leave here today.
Wait a minute, Walt. When did this happen? Why didn't you tell me?
I'm sorry, I just...
No more secrets, Walt. With something like this, you have to call me immediately. Now, with these results... We're not completely out of the woods, but now at least we have some options. The most important of which is time. We'll have more to discuss in the next few weeks. But for now, I'd say that you folks have earned some celebrating.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.